All righty. In the studio with us, we have the one and only Bex from the Toasty New Zealand Toasty Takeover. Good morning.
Kia ora, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
No, thank you for coming up.
Thank you for coming up. Yeah, could you, maybe we'll start off, could you tell us what is the Great New Zealand Toasty Takeover?
So the Great New Zealand Toasty Takeover is an epic quest that we're about to, that we've just started, to find the greatest toasted sandwich in the country.
Okay, cool.
This is the 8th year of our competition, and it started as a humble little competition, like a humble little toasty.
Yeah.
But what we've seen over the years is that it's just become a beloved annual event for the toasty lovers around the country. So we're in our 8th year, and we've got the most entries. So there's over 200 entries around the country.
Whoa.
And it's presented by McClure's Pickles, but as much as we love having pickles in our toasty, we really love putting on this competition to help HOSPO and support our HOSPO outlets. So the competition last year did over 100,000 toasties.
Wow, that's a lot of toasties.
Which is amazing.
That's a lot of toasties.
And so, it's a really accessible food at this time. And, we would just really encourage you all to go out, grab your friends, get a toasty, because nothing's better at this time of year, is it?
No, it's a perfect winter food.
It's a perfect winter food, and it's just like a big warm hug.
It's what you need.
Totally. So you're saying it's sponsored by McClure's Pickles.
Yeah, so we bring in McClure's Pickles to New Zealand, which are, I believe, the greatest pickles on the planet.
Yeah, you
brought in a
couple
fifth jars. Generation pickle, a family of picklers from Detroit.
Wow.
And they're actually made in a disused axle factory. And there have been a lot of the part of the rebuild of Detroit, since it went bankrupt.
Yeah.
But I was lucky to be over there a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, I was super excited about going to the pickle factory.
Yeah.
But there was something else that got me really excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Motown house, where every single Motown hit was made.
Yeah, you showed us a photo.
Yeah,
it's a lot smaller.
It's tiny. I thought it would be.
Maybe it's that intimacy that got that groove.
Maybe.
Totally.
Tight spaces.
But yeah, Joe McClure is over here every year for the Toasty Takeover, so he'll be here trying out all the Kiwi things.
Oh,
we had our first
toasty
ourselves yesterday.
Yeah.
It started yesterday. We're at San Ray, and we had an amazing quesadilla toasty with grasshopper salt.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. So that's really cool.
So how creative do people get? Like, can you give us some examples of toasties you see?
Everywhere. So there's a place in Waihee that's got like eel and kina butter, right? And then Johnny Crema, which is this cute little caravan in Queenstown, is a mac and cheese toastie. So it's got mac and cheese between two pieces of bread. So, you know, you really have the full thing. Something local, our friends at Good Day, they've got a really great vegetarian toasty for vegetarians out there. We've got everything. We've got chicken, we've got pork, we've got like slow cooked meats.
Yeah.
Everything.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
Well, I've only had one.
You've only had one.
I can't
so far.
Tell you. But when I'm cooking at home, my favorite is just classic cheese and McClure's pickles.
Right.
Yum.
Like, that's just my like go-to. That's actually the reason the whole competition started, was my husband and I were just in our kitchen making toasties, and we thought, these are so delicious, we should just make everyone make these toasties.
Yeah.
I think it's great that not only is this quite like a fun event, you know, like, and there's lots of cool creative toasties coming out of it, but it really lifts hospitality.
I know,
out, which I think
and
is,
winter.
I know.
Yeah. So please go out. So we've got a fabulous website, toastytakeover.com, and that's got everything. And I know there are some holidays coming up, so there's actually a New Zealand map.
Cool.
And it's got these little icons of toasties all around the country, because there are over 200, so you can run around. So no matter where you are in the country, we're from Whangarei to right down the bottom of the South Island, you'll be able to find your toasties. So there's like no escaping. We are even at Hobbiton. There's a Shire sandwich. Can you believe it?
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
We're up Mount Hutt, Cadrona and the Coronet Peak and the Remarkables. So we're up ski fields. We're in Hobbiton.
Yeah. Like, you're mythical,
you name
and
it.
You're high.
Yeah.
You're high above.
We're everywhere.
It's when you need a toasty.
It's when you really need a toasty.
Well, you've also got a special prize. You've been very generous, and you've got a special prize for one of our lucky listeners, haven't you?
Yes, we've got a $50 voucher to any of our eateries.
So any of those 200,
you just send it. When the winner's drawn, however you guys do that, you will get them in touch with us, and we will sort out a toasty little voucher for them.
Wow. There is an exception though, listeners. You'll have to text through with your B card and your name and also a toasty related song.
Yeah.
Because you're putting together the ultimate playlist. Toasty playlist.
Yeah, and we've just been struggling to find like the ultimate toasty song.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, like I'm sure your listeners, please help us.
They're great with the tracks. So get those texts rolling through. It's a $50 voucher, no laughing matter.
Yeah, it's great. And because what we're finding is that people like go on their own little toasty tours.
Yeah.
Nice.
So quite often they'll like buy for their partners or as a like group of friends, they'll like go every weekend somewhere else and try all the toasties. So
I'm imagining a sort of a great grand tour where you could try and hit all 208.
Honestly, if someone can hit all 208, you let me know because I'd be so impressed.
Yeah. That's a legendary.
You got 6 weeks.
Yeah,
that's a lot of toasties.
Yesterday to the 5th of August, and then there's a winner is
there's
crowned.
A finalist round. So we pick two toasties from each region, and then they all get. Voted again, and then we get the ultimate winner.
Last
year it was Okere Falls, which was the second time. It's this little place just out of Rotorua, and it's amazing. Amazing spots are there in the competition again this year.
Yeah.
Ooh, watch out.
Yeah. And then honestly, like the toasties they just go through the roof once the winner's announced. It's amazing.
So is there I'm sort of imagining like beauty pageants, you know, you do Miss New Zealand and then is there like Miss Universe for
that's
the toasty?
That's a really good idea. I need to get a sash for our winners.
Yeah, sash for the winner.
We actually make these really beautiful trophies. An artist, Ricky Berger down in Canterbury, makes them out of native timbers.
Oh, awesome.
And they're really beautiful and they're really collectible. And
wow.
Yeah, we love them and they sit proudly on the walls of our winners' establishment. So,
great.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. What a great cause. Get those texts rolling in with a toasty-related song.
Best toasty-related song.
We'll choose a winner very shortly. But thank you so much, Bex, for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Talking all things toasty. They sound absolutely delicious.
And if you're a restaurateur out there listing and you want to enter next year, what's the sort of process?
Just jump on the toastytakeover.com website. There's a contact
it's got everything
button.
You need.
Find us.
Yeah,
awesome. Cook and Nelson is our Instagram, so that's our company that puts it on. So yeah, they're just toasty everything everywhere.
Awesome.
The UGC is insane.
I think I've got them started on toasty.
Oh my gosh,
tracks.
I'm so excited to hear this.
This is a track from T.G. Shand, who is Christchurch resident. The Cheese.
The cheese. That's a good start.
Yeah, right.
Good start.
We're doing great.
Thank you so much, Bex, for coming up. Thank you.
See ya.